Thanks for tuning in to Get a Real Career Podcast, where building a better business is made simple. If you want more tips or want to check out the latest blog post, visit us at getarealcareer.com.
Hey guys and girls, hope all is well with y'all. Today we are going to talk about something that's so very important. We're going to go over a little basic production calculator. If you're following along on your screen, great. If not, you can listen to me, and maybe you're listening to it on the podcast or you're doing something and not able to watch the video. But I'll tie it all together and make a lot of sense of this. We've all heard it, right? What you don't track or what you don't measure will never improve. And I believe in that. And so it's helped us. We did 119 units last year, just shy of 25 million. And we really track our commission split. We track where the business came from and that sort of thing. So when you look at these numbers, it's so very important to say, okay, hey, last year was the baseline. Where are we going from now? Or maybe you're a new agent, right? And saying, oh my God, how am I ever going to make it in this industry, right? Like, where do I start? How do I do it? So I'm going to go over a few of those things, right? One of the things, and you'll hear me say it a lot, is it's not hocus pocus. It's all about focus, right? So there's no magic to this. You just got to focus on the numbers. So let's really dive into it here. So let's, over here on the left-hand side, you're going to see this if you're following along on the screen. If not, and you're listening to it, what we'll do is we'll just try to tie it together by the way I talk about it. But let's say the income goal is six figures, right? $100,000. Well, you know, there's 3% commission on whether buy side or sell side, or maybe there's 2% or 1% or whatever it is, something you need to track, right? So if you're going to do 10 units this year, what I want you to do is say, on those 10 sales, what was my commission, right? I want you to add up those percentages. So it's 3% on this one, 2.5 on this one, 2.0 on that one, 3.0 on that one, 3.2 on that one, whatever it is, and divide it by 10. That'll give you what your average commission is. So for this last year, we did just shy of 2.55. It was like 2.54. So we'll leave it there. Now, our average price point last year was about $205,000. So I'm going to leave that there. So what this math tells us is if we sell homes at $205,000 and an average commission of 2.54% on each deal or each sale, we need to close 19 units next year to get to $100,000. Everybody can follow along with that, right? So one of the things I want you to understand is not everything that you work will close, right? Not every listing or every sign that you put in the ground will actually turn into a paycheck. Not every buyer that you take out to look at homes is actually going to close on a deal, right? So we use the millionaire real estate math by Gary Keller, which is, and I've tracked this over time, about 80% of the business that I take, 80% of the listings I take, 80% of the buyers that I actually take out and shop with, they'll actually close. So 80% of the people that I'm working with are actually going to close, and it's going to amount to something on the back end for me, meaning a paycheck, right? So here's the math. On those 19 units that you need to close this year, you're going to have to work with 24 people. So 5 people roughly aren't going to close. So maybe it's 5 listings that go on the ground. Maybe it's 2 buyers and 3 listings. Maybe it's 5 buyers. I don't know what the math is, but 24 people, 24 families is what you're going to need to help this year to get 19 of those to close. Now we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of this whole thing. I really focus on this. My whole purpose on a phone conversation, sitting in an open house, knocking a door, talking to somebody in the grocery store line, talking to my cousin, talking to a referral, is to close the deal. But what's it start with first? It starts with an appointment, a consultation appointment, to see if I can actually help this person, this family out, right? So how many appointments you're going to need to close or to work with those 24 people that will amount to 19 closings is going to be 37 people that you're going to need to work with. And why do I say that? Because 65% of the people that you talk to, that you go into an appointment or a presentation with, are actually going to decide to do business with you, right? You're going to lose the listing presentation. You're going to lose a buyer consultation appointment. You're going to go into an appointment that may not be qualified, or whatever the scenario is. 65% of the appointments that you go on, 65% of those people will decide to do business with you. So you're going to need to take 37 appointments this year to get to 24 yeses. People say, I'll raise my hand and say, yes, I'll work with you, to get to the 19 closings. Okay. Hope that makes sense. Now let's get into Really, the goal in this whole scenario was the goal in this whole scenario was the 100,000, right? Well, goal is just an idea. It's the benchmark. It's the thought that's in your head right now. It's a great time to talk about this, right? We're early in 2017. It's January. Everybody's committed to their goals. But that goal, being an idea, needs to have some commitments that will allow us to achieve that goal come December 31st, right? So what I really want you to understand, if you're struggling with where to start, or if you're struggling to understand, hey, what do I need? How do I put my goal into context and actually live up to it? You got to start with daily commitments, okay? So I think you've probably all heard, if you've read The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, it talks about this, the things that you do today and tomorrow and the next day and over time, the compound on that will amount to something in the future. Or if you change the path you're on by just a degree, in 365 days from now, you're going to be leaps and bounds of where you are today. It's the same philosophy, guys and gals. You really got to focus on the present. Focus on now, and then 365 days from now, you'll get to that 100 grand. So let's talk about a few things. Contact to appointment percentage, right? I talk to somebody on the phone. I talk to somebody in an open house. I talk to somebody in the grocery store line. I talk to a referral. I talk to somebody knocking a door, whatever it may be. A percentage of those people are actually going to lead to an appointment. So for this case, we're going to go with 7%. So 7% of the people I talk to will actually decide to say, yes, I'll meet with you, right? We already went over those numbers. What happens when they meet with you, to how many people say yes, they'll do business with you, to the people that say yes, how many closings that'll happen or will happen out of that. But for this conversation, 7% of the people you talk to will decide to say yes, I'll go on an appointment with you. So this is really easy, guys and gals. You want to start somewhere? You need to talk to two people a day, or 44 people a month. Here's the beauty of it. This two is actually a little higher. I would say somewhere between two and three. So it's 2.2, right? Because you need 44 monthly contacts. Now, this is just on a 20-day work week, or 20 work day a month cycle, right? I'm not having you work Saturday and Sunday contacting people. This doesn't talk about the open house or that you're going to sit on Saturday or Sunday. This is Monday through Friday, 4 weeks a month. You need to talk to 44 contacts, or 2.2 people a day, in order to achieve your 100,000. Let's run through a couple other scenarios. $250,000 earner, right? Numbers jump up, right? We need to really track that average commission. We need to track that average price point. You'll need to sell 48 units this year to do $250,000 in gross commission income. You'll need to take 60 people out to either put a sign on the ground or out to shop around as a buyer. You'll need to go on 92 appointments to get 60 people to say yes. If you're at 7% contact to appointment percentage, you're going to need to talk to 110 people a month, or 5 people a day. So here's the question. I'd be happy to share this production calculator with you. It's in the comments. It's in the description if you're watching this on YouTube. By the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, smash the subscribe button for me. We'd love to have you follow along. We're going to create a bunch of content here, stuff that's purposeful, that you can kind of implement into your business. And, you know, obviously, I'd love some feedback and some comments, and really get an idea of what it is that's helping you guys. So take this production calculator with you. Feel free to download it. I'll go ahead and throw it into a Google Drive folder. Anybody that has a link will be able to share it and download it. So remember this, guys, it's not hocus pocus. It's all about focus. What you focus on is what's going to start showing up. So have a great day. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. Feedback is always important to me. Take care.